Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
Don't let it decide, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Oh dear, they call her Nanny Go to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Oh dear, they call her Bellcat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Come to my house with black cat bones, but take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo diddly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't worth.
Hey, Jerky. Welcome to another episode of Radio Free Bongo with your host, Bongo Johnny. Except, in case you haven't figured it out by now, I am not your host, Bongo Johnny. I'm your guest host, Randy Bone. Now, Bongo's been trying to get me to host one of his shows for quite a while now, after he heard me host Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus. But, quite frankly, Bongo can't afford my fee. But I'll tell you, the guy's persistent, so finally I just decided to go ahead and do it pro bono, so to speak. So here I am, folks. Alright, we opened up the show tonight with Bo Diddley doing the song Bo Diddley. Currently in the background you're hearing another Bone, Brother Bones, doing Sweet Georgia Brown. Now I know very often Bongo likes to have a little theme going in his show, so I thought for the first set tonight we would do a little country set, and I can't promise you I'll stick with it, but we'll see where it goes from there anyway. So sit back, relax, crank up the fake radio, and let's get on with the show.
Hello, I'm a truck. You've heard songs about truck drivers many times, their story told. How they pulled out of Pittsburgh for 6 days on the road. About that Feather River Canyon and a climbing that old grapevine. That old roadhouse down in Texas and the girls they left behind. You've heard their tales of daring, and I think that's just fine. But if you could spare a minute, well, I'd like to tell you mine. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee drinking nuts. They drive their way to glory, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. Well, there he sits in that cafe drinking coffee and telling lies. Probably tell him about that hill we topped 10 miles back. Or to tell him how he missed a gear and that Volkswagen bus full of hippies passed us like I was sitting up on jacks. Or how he missed that curve over on 66. Hadn't been for me hanging on his shoulder, well, we'd have both wound up in the ditch. If we're on time, he takes the credit, and if we're late, I get the blame. Up those hills, his shutters open, my stacks are running flame. My tackle running red line, sucking diesel from the tanks. I'd take him south, bring him back without a word of thanks. Well, now you've heard my story, and I guess it's my tough luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee drinking nuts. They drive their way to glory and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. Look at him sipping coffee and flirting with that waitress. And where do you think he left me? That's right, next to a cattle truck. Why couldn't he have put me over there next to that little pink Mac? Gosh, she's got pretty mud flaps. And talk about stack. They're both grown. Well, he'll be coming out in a minute, and he'll get that bar, and he'll go around and beat on my tires. You know, for 2 pints of diesel, well, I'd have a flat on the inside dual. Ha! Boy, that would fix him. I never did like the way he drives, anyhow. Thinks he's God's gift to waitresses. Never gives them a tip. Well, I know what he's going to do now. Take out that tape cartridge of Buck Owens and play it again. I don't know why he don't get a Merle Haggard tape.
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, son, he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town, the revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder all over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, twice the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, the federal man sent word he'd better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state. Whichever road he tried to take, they'd get him sure his fate. Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof, you're all tuned up and gassed. Now don't take any chances. If you can't get through, I'd rather have you back again than pull that Mountain Dew.
And there was thunder, thunder all over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was
moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst. The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screened by Maynardville. With G-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead, the mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day.
And there was thunder, thunder all over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst.
The law they never got him, cause the devil got him first. Law they never got him, cause the devil got him first.
Thunder, thunder, thunder toll.
John Talley had a big craft game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
Just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah,
when you're hot, hot,
you're hot. In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you hot, you hot. When you not, you not.
You let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well,
when you hot, you hot.
I said, well, I'll tell you one thing.
Girl. know what kind of eyes she got.
Appears to be at the heart.
appears to be a long time, such a long, 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 long time before the dawn.
All right, we kicked off our little country western set tonight with Red Simpson doing I'm a Truck. Followed that one up with another deep voice one, Robert Mitchum, with The Ballad of Thunder Road. Then we heard from the Holy Modal Rounders from either their first or second album, I can't remember which right now, but the song was Clinch Mountain Backstep. Then we heard from the man, Jerry Reed, When You're Hot, You're Hot. I'd like to dedicate that one to Bongo Johnny. Then we heard from the Rolling Stones from their Some Girls LP with Far Away Eyes. You know, it just wouldn't be an episode of Radio Free Bongo without at least one song by the Rolling Stones. Last but not least, we heard from Crosby, Stills, and Nash from their debut LP, Long Time Gone. That's the name of the song, not the LP. The LP is just called Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And yes, I know that's not a country song by any stretch of the imagination, but hey, what do you expect for free? All right, folks, it has been a genuine pleasure guest hosting tonight's episode of Radio Free Bongo. You know, Bongo's a really good friend of mine and one hell of a guy, but just let me give you a little word of advice. Only believe about half what he says. Okay, I'm gonna leave you with one more short little ditty tonight by the Allman Brothers. This song is their send-off on an old Donovan song called There Is a Mountain. The name of the cut you are about to hear is Mountain Jam. And in case you're wondering, currently in the background you're hearing from the Electric Eddie Harris. Alright folks, I hope you have enjoyed the show as much as I've enjoyed giving it to you. Perhaps we shall meet again. And if you get bored and get to messing around on the internet, you may want to check out Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus, which is another fine podcast that I've had the pleasure of guest hosting. That can be found at radiocircus.net. And if you're really bored and you want to go back and check out some of my old radio shows from WFHB, those can be found at randybone.com. Alrighty, folks. God bless you. I bid you good night. Here's the freaking Allman Brothers. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Sure has been a fine weekend.
Barry Oakley, Dickie Betts, Butch Strutt, James Johnny Johnson, Greg Alden. I'm Glenn Alden. Thank you.